This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. This being a personal finance show, we talk a lot about saving money, how to put it away for your retirement or your kids' education, a rainy day. Today, though, we're going to challenge that mindset and examine a few moments where saving money up front might not be the right call, because it can cost you down the road. Something our next guest frames as when being cheap doesn't pay off. He's Daryl Perinata, and he's a reporter for MyBankTracker.com. Hi, Daryl.
Hi, Lizzie. Thank you for having me.
What is the difference in your mind between saving money and being cheap?
So the difference between saving money and being cheap, really, it's kind of a fine line, right? So I'm going to refer to people who save money as being frugal people. And frugal people, they save because they usually have an end goal in mind, right? So they have some sort of financial goal, whether that's saving for retirement, whether they want to buy a new home, whatever it is, they're saving for that goal. Whereas somebody who's cheap, they just look at prices. They don't want to spend money at all. They want to spend the cheapest amount on the item or service, and it doesn't matter that it might hurt or harm their quality of life.
So what are some examples of things where being cheap, in your mind, doesn't pay off?
So a great example of somebody who's cheap is someone who doesn't spend money on their health care. They might skip out on a visit to their doctor, and in the long run, that's actually going to cost you money because you might have a disease that is not detected early enough and you might cause problems. Another example is not taking your car to the mechanic. Well, a few months down the line, when you're driving down the highway and you have an issue with your car, it's going to end up costing you more money. And so being cheap and buying the cheapest service or product, it's not always going to pay off. Another example is buying in bulk. When I was young, my grandma and my uncle, they used to love taking me to Costco, and I used to love trying all the samples. I love that. And I also remember my grandma buying the big jugs of spaghetti, the 60-ounce jugs of spaghetti sauce.
Totally. I bought the giant jug of mayonnaise. Yeah.
Well, did you eat all that mayonnaise, Lizzie?
No, of course not.
And that's the problem with buying things in bulk, is that sometimes you don't actually use all of the product, and then you're actually wasting money.
So one of the other things you have written about here is DIY, do-it-yourself projects, where I admit I have tried some DIY plumbing, some of which worked out, like I can change a shower head, but you have some advice in here that DIY is an area to be careful with.
It is an area to be careful with. So did it end up costing you more money doing DIY, Lizzie?
Yeah, when I tried the sink unclogging thing that did not go as planned.
No. So that's a perfect example. And I actually was reading a recent survey that said 70% of Americans prefer to go the DIY route when it comes to making home improvements, right? And that's a really big percentage. You really need to think about how much money it's costing you and how much time it will take to undertake these projects. So before you take out the hammers and you start a DIY project for your house, you should ask yourself three questions. First, do I know what I'm doing? If the answer is no, in your case, if you didn't fix you need to be honest with yourself. If you don't know what you're doing, don't DIY. Could I hurt myself or my house? Another question you probably should have asked yourself, Lizzie, because you did end up costing yourself more money. And finally, is it worth my time? So you need to learn when DIY needs to D-I-E die.
All right. Setting my own foolishness aside, what are some of the wackiest things you have seen people do to try to save money?
I know people who might drive 30, 40 miles out of their way to get cheaper gas. You know, gas is a tricky thing. Nobody wants to spend a lot of money on gas. You know, I live in Los Angeles. I drive to work every day. I want to save on gas, too. Let me give you an example. So let's say the largest difference in gas prices in your area at any given time is 7 or 8 cents a gallon, right? Mm-hmm. So the average sedan fill up, and it might run about 15 or so gallons. So if you actually do the math, you're only saving $1.20. And if you're driving out of your way 30, 40 miles, you're actually losing money. So my advice to people who want to save on gas would be download a mobile app on your phone to see where the cheapest gas prices are, or drive around in your neighborhood and take stock of what stations offer the cheapest gas.
What are a couple of things that you should not skimp on?
If you think about it, you spend half your time in a mattress and half your time in shoes, right?
Yeah.
So something that you shouldn't skimp on is a good mattress and a good pair of shoes. A good mattress, it might cost you about $1,000, but in the end, that's worth it. And really, it's all about value, right? What kinds of things do you value? What kinds of things might improve your quality of life?
Daryl, you wrote that going the cheapskate route is a no-no if you are on a date.
Yes. All of the cheapskates out there, listen up. You need to spend a little bit of money. If you value having a partner, if you value finding someone and spending the rest of your life with someone, you want to spend a little bit of money. Don't take your date to Wendy's. Don't take your date to McDonald's. Don't ask your date to split on a pizza. So if you're cheap, lie about it or at least put it off. You know, spend a little bit of money if you value finding someone in the future.
On the other hand, I went to a free museum once with a date, and that was lovely.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, there are lots of free things that you could do. Cook a meal at home, take your date to the park, walk on the beach. You don't have to spend a lot of money on a date.
It's all about that value equation, right? Finding ways
Absolutely.
To maximize your time and show that person you care.
Absolutely.
Daryl Perinata is a reporter for MyBankTracker.com. Daryl, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me, Lizzie.
We all have our ways of spending too much money and spending too little. So, all right, how does your particular cheapness cost you money? Come on, swallow your pride. Let us know. Visit MarketplaceMoney.org. You can write us an email, leave us a comment, record a voicemail, or hit us up on Facebook or tweet us at LiveMoney.